Hello and welcome back to First Focus, a podcast of First Presbyterian Church of Columbia, where we highlight various current events and areas of ministry in the church. I'm your host, Troy Cash. Today I have with me Reverend Brian Bolt, Associate Minister to Seniors. Reverend Bolt, how are you?
Very well, Troy. Great to be with you today.
I'm glad to have you. Also with us is Senior Ministry Coordinator, Mrs. Janet Altman. How are you, Ms. Janet?
I am well. Good to be here, Troy.
Glad to have you as well.
Thank you.
We also have with us the Senior Ministry Intern, Ronnie Hull. Ronnie, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
All right. So I'm glad to have all you guys with us. We're here to update the congregation on things that are going on within the seniors ministry. We've got quite a bit that's going on. I've got in front of me a list that we presented to the seniors ministry committee in December with quite a few different things. So feel free at any time to mention any one of those that you guys are involved with, that you're excited about. But I've got a few questions that I thought would be interesting for the members of the congregation to learn about, to know, even if they're involved currently or if they aren't currently aware or need updated, it would be good for them. So the first question I've got is for you, Brian. So a group that, if you will, you've reinvigorated is the CIA. Could you talk a little bit about the CIA, which is probably not what most people listening are thinking it stands for?
I'm sorry, Troy, that's classified. It does stand for, it stands for Couples in Action. It originated with a group that was very active years ago in our congregation called Adults in Action. And for whatever reason, that group faded away for a few years. But we found out in our recent senior ministry survey that a lot of adult couples were interested in forming something like CIA again. And so we toyed around with a few names, and we thought CIA was nice and snappy and catchy, and also perhaps a little bit clearer about what the group is. It's for couples, married couples, 50 years of age and older, to get together for fellowship and service and prayer. That is our sort of three-pronged identity. And it's been a real joy to see this group reform and reinvigorate a little bit.
Yeah. I remember the last time we were talking about the CIA, I think you mentioned that a certain number of the groups were particularly excited about the service aspect, that they were getting to do some projects together. How are those going?
Yeah, that's been very refreshing that this group wants to be not just about itself. And there's obviously a place for fellowship and mutual encouragement, but the leadership, the steering committee for CIA is very, very passionate about getting involved in some ministry outside of ourselves and serving the community and so forth. So we're kicking around some ideas for a service ministry to adopt. And we are strongly leaning towards Ezekiel Ministries, which focuses on mentoring youth, particularly those that are at risk and need some guidance. So we're very excited about the possibilities that that may hold in the future.
Yeah, so working with Ezekiel Ministries, would that be the CIA directly working with them or just supporting them inadvertently?
Hopefully a little bit of both. We want to be supportive in a general sense with Ezekiel Ministries. And also, and we'll see where the Lord leads with this and how specific we get, but we also would love to have individual couples or seniors to adopt and not adopt, but to mentor actual youth.
Not adopt in the formal sense.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that sounds great. So another question I had for you was pertaining to some of the visitation that you are currently doing and get to do. I know it's extremely different right now with visiting members in their homes or perhaps on their porches or maybe even just virtually for a phone call. What are some of the experiences you've had with some of the members in visiting right now? Possibly some ways that are difficult, more difficult than normal? And then maybe some of the ways that you've really been encouraged in this season.
Yes, great question. I think at first we were very, very worried about the impact of not only COVID, but the quarantine aspect of that and seniors being isolated and so forth. And that has made things difficult. And We've had to be a little bit creative in how we maintain contact. I know at the outset, the ministers and to a great degree, the interns as well, were very, very faithful about making phone contact. That was really our only, or at least our main contact with seniors for quite a while. Over the last few months, we have gone to making some face-to-face contact, but being very, very careful with that. Mm-hmm. Most of them outside on people's decks or porches or front stoops, and usually for a very short length of time, and a purposeful contact, take them a meal or a treat or a dessert. Sure. Or something they may need. And also partnering along with the deacons in their meal delivery ministry, which has been very, very much appreciated by our seniors, and it's been a joy to watch that. Something that surprised me in a great way, Troy, was seeing the extent to which our seniors are ministering to one another during this time. Many times I will call or contact a senior, and they will tell me how many contacts they've had from other seniors throughout the week. And so, you know, it's a thrill to minister to seniors, but another prong of our ministry is to minister with them. And it's a special joy and exciting thing to see seniors ministering to one another, calling other seniors or going to visit in a safe way, or just, you know, writing letters and so forth. There's so much of that going on. And so I love the way First Pres in general ministers one to another so well within the body of Christ, but particularly our seniors, I think, are doing a great job of that. And it makes what would otherwise be impossible to minister to so many people effectively.
Yeah.
It makes it very, very manageable because a lot of people are making a lot of contacts with one another and expressing the love through the body that way. So that's been an encouraging surprise that I've seen.
Yeah, that is encouraging to hear. My next question would be for Miss Janet. So I know that you have been heavily involved and really excited about our newsletter. Can you talk a little bit about the new newsletter that you've gotten approved and started to send out?
Absolutely. It is the Seniors Ministry Messenger. And we mailed out 350 copies to 350 homes of folks in the church back in right after Christmas. That was our January, February, March first quarter edition. And no one has contacted me and asked to be removed from that list.
That's good.
And yet 10 other people have said they'd like to be added to the list. So we're up to 360 that we mailed late in March. It'll be the April, May, June second quarter edition. Very excited about that. We are going to branch out this time in our next edition. We're going to have a crossword puzzle.
All right.
I mean, what is a seniors newsletter without a crossword puzzle? Excited about that. And we're also asked for the next edition, trying to get a small short article from Dr. Ross. He's going to be speaking at a big event in March at our Catawba Presbytery Senior Connect Day. And not everyone will be able to be there for that. So we thought we'd maybe ask him a little article, probably giving the highlights of what he'll be talking about. It'll be after the fact, sort of a little summation, and get that same good information to people's hands. So we're excited about it. If anyone does want to be added and be put on the mailing list, just let Janet Altman know, and she will add you to that list. We can mail out up to 500, or we can mail out more, but that's kind of the cap right now. But we've got plenty of space for that. I'm also putting some copies of the newsletter around campus. Got a little stand in the bridge and a stand in the ministry building and then one over in the atrium. So pick one up if you're around, and doesn't matter if you're not quite, you know, a senior. You might find the articles interesting. It's a 5-minute read, y'all. A 5-minute read.
Yeah, and it's
with pictures.
It's similar to this podcast here. It keeps you updated with what's going on in the seniors' ministry. I'm sure you are would never turn down help in any of the areas that seniors.
That's right, absolutely. I also would like to say that when you put a newsletter out in advance for 3 months, invariably something will change. As far as I know, only one thing has changed that was put out on December, and that is we moved the date of an event from March 17th back to March 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know, if you're listening, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to say any more than that. But we'll be publicizing such a change periodically. But mm-hmm. I feel good about the quarterly presentation of events. People get the big picture. They can put some dates on their calendars. They can see if their lives might fit with making a reservation.
Sure.
So I think it's a great tool. Looking forward to bringing it out four times this year. Second edition will come out, like I said, the end of March for April.
Nice. What are some of the events that you're most excited about coming up right now? I know you mentioned the
Catawba Presbytery.
The Catawba Presbytery.
Senior Connect Day. That'll be in March. But there are two other things in March that are exciting. One is we're having a tea party for our encouragers. Now, the encouragers would be the other half of the Couples in Action. Singles over 50, the encouragers, they're having an Irish tea party.
Nice.
In March, and then we have the Catawba Presbytery Day, but we also have a lifelong learning seminar early in March. We're going to have it in the bridge in the college room, which is a new location for us. Last year, 2019, we used Wardlaw Auditorium a lot, but this time we're going to bring it a little closer to home, have it in the bridge. So we'll hear from the guy from the Better Business Bureau, giving us some ideas of how to verify that a company that might want you to hire them, that verify that they are legit and honest and reputable and can be trusted, and some questions about how to put a review online to warn someone else that maybe that's not a good choice
for
someone to do repairs in their home or any number of things. So
yeah.
Looking forward to March. It's going to be a busy month. We welcome any senior adult to any of these activities.
And off the top of my head, one event that I'm thinking of is the Spaghetti Soiree. Is that right?
That's coming up here later in February. It is. We have 60 adults signed up so far. No, 62 adults signed up. And I'm told there are about 20 to 25 teenagers coming. So we're reaching our cap pretty quick. So if anyone's listening and you still want to come to the third annual Spaghetti Soiree, the word soiree means an evening party, just so you know. An evening party is a soiree.
And how is soiree spelled? No, I'm just
S-O-I-R-E with an accent, E without an accent.
Wow.
Soiree.
Well done.
Yes. So, yeah, the soiree is coming up, and that's going to be great. Dr. Robert Belding will be our keynote speaker, and he's going to have a lot to say to our youth and to we as adults to be aware of how God can use you in your vocation and beyond as you yield yourself to him. So looking forward to that. And I'm drawing a blank, Brian. It is February the
18th.
Thank you, which is a Thursday evening.
Correct.
In the Family Life Center. Still time to make a reservation up until the 11th, at which time reservations shall be closed.
Mm.
Looking forward to hearing our musical talents of our youth through that as well.
That's
always
right.
Fun to hear.
That's right.
Very talented group.
I saw the pictures in our newly printed newsletter of last year's youth that were there, and it looks like it is really fun and interesting.
It's a blast.
Yeah. And it actually brings in an aspect of ministry that you've been working on, Ronnie, which is intergenerational worship. So for those who don't know, Ronnie actually is in his last few weeks here as a pastoral intern. He recently received a call from
White Oak
Presbyterian, this ARP church, and is it in Senoia?
I think they would say Noonan, Georgia.
Noonan, Georgia. Yeah. So your position there is going to have a large portion of intergenerational worship and ministry to families. So what has been some of the experience you've had here with intergenerational worship, from seniors to members of all ages in the church? And what are you looking forward to that you can take from the work you've done here in the internship forward?
That's a great question. So I did do 2 years of youth ministry as an intern, and now a year and a half with seniors ministry as an intern. And I would say maybe the most important takeaway that I've had has been that the younger kids are more hungry for it than maybe the seniors realize.
Mm.
So I want to, wherever I go, I'll be working with youth and family.
Mm.
So not specifically seniors, but families include seniors.
Sure.
But I want to always remind the older generation that they are still needed.
Mm.
And the kids may be a little too shy or not know how to ask, but they desperately want guidance.
Mm.
And they may not act like it, and they may not act like they're hearing or listening, but they are.
Sure.
So I'd say that's one of the biggest takeaways is the seniors desperately want to impart their wisdom, but they may feel that the kids don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I've experienced here and the churches I've been at the past, the kids are actually desperate for it.
Mm.
They just don't often know how to ask, or they might be a little too shy.
Mm.
So, you know, just in my limited research, I think it just depends on which church you're at. But
sure.
Things like the spaghetti soiree that naturally provides an environment where you can get to know one another.
Yeah.
Those things are powerful.
Mm.
And you may not see all the fruit, but as you do that over time, I think the Lord works mightily through those things and even invisibly to our eye. But it's desperately needed, the wisdom from our seniors.
Mm.
The youth, they want it. They're hungry for it.
Yeah, that's so good and even encouraging to me as a parent. And it's useful to hear, I think, for any of us who might be able to encourage one another. Encouragement with our seniors and just encouragement together with ministering to youth as well. That's
absolutely
really good.
Yeah.
Well, I will ask each one of you the same question, which is, how can we all be praying for you and your area of ministry right now? So I'll pitch it back to Brian. Brian, what are some ways we can all be in prayer for the seniors ministry?
Pray for endurance. COVID has been it's not all bad at all. There have been many, many silver linings. I think our church has grown in its ability to use technology among seniors. And maybe COVID gave us a little push in that direction. But it's straining to our seniors and to us at times. So continued focus and renewed strength and endurance for the long haul, I think, would be appreciated. Thank you for asking.
Mm. Absolutely. Janet, what do you think? What are some ways that you see particularly right now that we could be in prayer on behalf of your work and the seniors ministry?
The phrase that comes to my mind is we need to have ears to hear. That involves literally having time to listen to people, but also hearts to understand.
Mm.
And I would make that a prayer request as we work with the seniors, as the people look to help seniors or be friends with seniors in general, to seek for themselves ears to really hear and a heart to understand what you're hearing, so that in turn you can be what is needed there. Because many times it's not the thing that you do necessarily, it's your expressions of concern and affirmation and and acceptance and thankfulness that mean the most and are needed the most by older adults. So asking for that prayer for all of us and for one another, we would have ears to hear and hearts to understand.
Mm. Ronnie, what are some ways that that we might be in prayer for you and the remainder of your work here?
Yeah, thank you. The Lord never forgets us, and He knows the number of hairs on our head.
Mm.
But it's easy in a church this big to feel that you might not remember everyone.
Mm.
And we would never want anybody to feel like they fell through the cracks.
Mm.
And so we do need supernatural grace from the Lord to remember everyone, because, of course, the Lord remembers everyone. And as the body of Christ, we want to demonstrate that and put it into practical, you know, good works that we can do to encourage and show love. But I think all of us have that sinking feeling that there's somebody that we forgot.
Sure.
And so you can pray for that no one would fall between the cracks.
Mm. Yeah. One word that listeners might be able to pray for, if I may sum up: ears for hearing, endurance, and empathy.
Mm.
I think sound like ways that we might be praying. And I certainly will be. I encourage our listeners to be praying as well. Ronnie, I'm sure that this isn't your parting goodbye to most of the seniors. I'm sure that you'll be in touch with them before you go. But just officially, we certainly will be in prayer for you, for your move, for your call, the Lord's call in your life and the church at White Oak. And I'm sure we can safely say that we have some listeners and members of the church joining with us praying for what the Lord has for you all.
Wonderful. Thank you.
In the future. Yeah. Do you guys before we go, have anything that you'd like to update the listeners with? The members of course, the listeners are the members of our church, most likely. Anything you'd like to say or update?
Not really, Troy. Thank you. This was a good overview.
Yeah.
We appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you guys for being with me, and thank you to everyone listening. And, of course, we hope that you continue to be built up as the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Thanks for joining us here on First Focus. If you'd like to stay connected with our show and be made aware of new episodes as they're released, download our app, FPC Cola, on the App Store or Google Play. We hope that you'll join us again next time. I'm Troy Cash, and until then, God bless.